olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Ile nei vai tau o fa atunga pa upo sales e pe on alo atu ile Black Friday ma mea alofa ma tau mafa o le kerisimasi. Ua aumai ai ma se fautuanga ile tatau na mātāla ma no fauta i whainga tau fāse sepo o scams ai meise ilunga o le upenga o fiso o tainga le internet. Na whaalia ele pule o au aunanga le whalemeli le Australia Post, Michael McNamara, o le teimire nei, o le te leo mai le i tau whaasese, ilunga o le text, le telefoni, ma le emaili.
Reminding Australians to stay vigilant against scams over the Black Friday and Christmas sales periods. As online shopping volumes increase, so does the risk of scams targeting parcel deliveries via text, phone calls and emails.
Na whaalia fo'i e Daniel Grant o le PayPal Australia o le teimile nei e se e ti ai nisi i le tele o sales po o pa'u. E pa'u wai le tau o loa, ma tau wha'a mā a vengai i le tau ngata o le tau o le soifuanga. A whai mai e te tau ona to tongi nei lava ina ia mauai se discount po se pa'u. E vave ona se e ti ai nisi, makiliki le totongi matu uina iai le numera o le credit card. Ae muli muli ane, na o le ea e toe fo imai ua fufulu atoa, e le ngata o le tupena totongi le tau o le oloalea, ae o le pāleni o lau credit card.
It's really a great time to get a bargain at the moment, with more than 90% of Australians telling us that they plan to shop the end of year sales. And it's really to help manage costs is one of the leading reasons why. It's important, however, with this, you know, sense of urgency and the limited time offers creating a sense of urgency that we slow down and really click with caution. Scams are becoming more sophisticated than ever, and we know that even our younger and more digital native generations like Gen Z are more likely to be targeted by a fake website at 44% compared to the average of 30% of Australians.
Na whaalia fo'i e Daniel Grant o le PayPal o le tausanga na te nei. E tolu wafe maona tupu websites tau whaasese na maua ilunga o le internet.
The ACCC recently reported last year that there were 3,000 fraudulent websites that resulted in a loss of nearly $500,000 for Australians. And so that's substantial. These scammers, they do use times like end of year sales to exploit the excitement and tap into that limited time offer anxiety. In saying that, however, you know, our PayPal research is showing that 3/4 of Australians have abandoned an online purchase in the past due to safety concerns.
Danielle Grant o le PayPal Australia. Na sao noa Michael McNamara o le Australia Post o se tasi o tau fa ase se ta atele e au fi ai le tiliva ina o pusa e meisi le nei vai tau le tele o pusa o mea lo fa.
Well, research tells us that over 70% of Australians report delivery and package scams as the most common. While only 1 in 5 Aussies are more likely to fall for a scam during the sales periods, 75% believe that scams are becoming increasingly more convincing. This is why we're reminding customers to be extra cautious as they prepare for more parcel deliveries over the coming weeks. We recommend using apps from trusted retailers and service providers. When in doubt, don't click on links and never provide personal details unless you are certain of the source. Using the Australia Post app is a safe and secure way to receive delivery updates and track your parcels.
Michael McNamara o le Australia Post, ma se whaotuanga sili ona tāua mai a Daniel Grant e iaivaenga websites e te tauona e sia kia muamua. E te iloai, pe saonga le mu. Po o se tau whaasese.
There's a few easy ways to really keep your eyes peeled for a scam. Like, you know, look for the padlock in the URL bar. Avoid clicking on any unknown messages that have a sale link. You know, does the website have any contact information on the About Us page? Are there grammatical errors on any of the pages? And, you know, always ask yourself, is it offering a secure way to pay? Slow down. You don't want to unwrap a scam for Christmas, so trust your instincts. And if an offer feels too good to be true, it's probably because it is.
Daniel Grant, ole PayPal Australia. Ole reportina whamau pōpōina e Alex Anifantis, mōle SBS News.
Toi fia whaafafonga i nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga i le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma pōwhela vai mawailau podcast.